This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday, final hour for us, Falcons Friday as well, of course, as the Falcons get set to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday, 1 o'clock, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get to our keys to a Falcons victory coming up in 20 minutes. What we think it's gonna look like, and then what we think it's gonna take to beat the Bucs on Sunday at home. The AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up, as always, and we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple minutes.
Why is Bill Belichick being so petty?
I don't know. I don't know.
We were just talking about yesterday. Did Bo play the clip about Robert Kraft saying that he was gonna get his?
We
own
did. Yeah, we did play that.
Give him a statue. When Tommy leave, like when after Tommy retired, he got Tommy one, and so after Bill's win, and then it comes to light that this man is not allowing, basically, it's not necessarily the access to his players, but like film and stuff like that. Right. I mean, not film, but like was the depth charts and all those things to New England.
Right. He's doing it for all He's other
for
NFL teams.
Every other NFL team.
But the Patriots don't have access to the same North Carolina stuff that might allow them to scout their players.
Yeah.
Which, to me, if I'm a North Carolina player, I'm
why
like,
the hell am I going to go
on,
there?
Come on, man. Like, what if they want to draft
me? What about from Boston?
You're right.
Maybe there.
But it's also there's 32 teams.
Yeah, man.
And now one of the 32 teams has less access
to it was like three or four teams.
Right, exactly. It's because I don't trust them.
Right.
Because I know how they operate.
Right.
And I also know the Chargers are like that and the Seahawks and the Bears. Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just them and it's petty and it's, I don't know. It's like very.
Very weird. Is there, you know what it is? It's very Bill Belichick.
It's unbecoming.
It's very
him, of the greatest coach in NFL history.
But it's so much like, it's so much him.
Yeah, you're right about that. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like everything about you makes you who you are. And
I agree.
Maybe that's part of what makes you great. It may also be negative as well. You know, sometimes there's the downside of some competitors like that. But I don't know. I think it just looks, I don't think it looks good. I mean, I think it looks bad on him.
Yeah.
So speaking of that type of thing, Steve Ballmer had his sit down with ESPN, where he basically was like, "Actually, I'm the victim.
Ask Kawhi.
I got hoodwinked. Kawhi's the one who did all of it."
Yeah.
Which is, at the very least, is him being like, "Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, it's true.
I just need to cover my ass."
Exactly. There's CYA mode all the
that's
way.
That's crazy.
Man. But it's crazy that he's actually said Kawhi. He was basically like, no, this is his thing.
Yeah,
he's the one.
Did he not plant any trees? I don't know.
I don't know. That wasn't on me. All I know is that me and the Clippers have done everything up and up.
Uh-huh.
All right, then. That's weird.
It's weird.
It's weird. It is.
But if you didn't believe the story, which I don't know why anyone wouldn't, it was pretty well reported. But that's a confirmation that it's true.
Yes.
And I don't know what happens now. Like, I don't know. Now they look into that and decide whether or not he is telling the truth. But also, I don't think that really matters.
No.
If Kawhi Leonard was was given all that extra money to circumvent the salary cap, there's got to at least be a penalty on the team.
Oh, yes.
I don't think he'll
lose the team. I think, yeah, but whatever, man. Obviously, Wild Wild West touches people. And it's
I didn't know such a hot button
topic. Miss Rebecca Webb said she will take no Wild Wild West slander.
Okay.
And then what is this? Has anybody seen my – okay, I'm not going to say your name. But he said we all love Wild Wild West because of the Selma Hayek scene. He's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But you can like a scene and think of other –
Yeah, Selma Hayek's in a bunch of movies that aren't good, but she still looks like Selma Hayek.
Yeah, exactly. She ain't going nowhere.
And that's not the number one Selma Hayek scene. The number one Selma Hayek scene is from Dusk Till Dawn, where she's a vampire, and she's got that, you know.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You should. Or Desperado.
Oh, yeah,
Desperado, also
man.
A good, great point, Bo.
Dude, what a.
Excellent, excellent point.
What a great, great movie.
Yeah, great
what
movie.
What a great movie that was. But, no, she's outstanding.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of really good Selma Hayek scenes.
She was outstanding in that, though. She played her role.
In what?
In Desperado.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was
awesome,
man.
Yeah.
She sewed him up and everything.
I don't remember much beyond, how she looked in Wild Wild West.
Oh,
I just remember being this movie's weird.
You remember the guy who had the horn hanging out his ear?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, him and I remember
Jim West.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot a whole lot of that movie too.
Yeah, all I remember is being midway through it and being like, this is all really weird. I didn't expect it to be kind of as
weird
out there as it is. This isn't as good as Men in Black.
No.
Now, I don't know. Is that slander?
I don't know. I mean,
but maybe I'm biased.
I mean, maybe you're biased because you're a member of the Men in Black.
I'm an official member of the Men in Black
cult.
Dragon Con parade crew.
Cult.
Well, call it a cult. You call it a cult. We call it a club, Randy.
No, you call it a club. I call it a cult. they put you in there for a specific reason. They knew they could brainwash me.
Oh, I thought you said they were maybe going to sacrifice me or something.
I don't know. But
they
knew they could brainwash Randy. They know they could get me with that, with all that frizzle and frizzy stuff.
I'm wildly brainwashable.
Yes, yeah.
I can be brainwashed.
You're going to be driving that car.
Oh, yeah, I would drive that car.
Yeah,
it's a nice looking car. That black car? I like that black car.
Yeah, but
I still want that tiny little gun.
But yeah,
I need a real one.
But did you see how that thing shot?
I don't need the angry cricket. I don't need the cricket.
Part. But I'm just saying, they knew they'd get you, man.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You
don't say no.
I'm a yes man.
Yeah,
all you got to do, you provide me with a little badge, some sunglasses.
And what's that? A nebulizer.
One of these flashy
nebulizer?
Things. And I'm good. I'm rocking with you.
It's a nebulizer, right?
Yeah, it's a nebulizer.
Okay.
Deputizer. Neuralizer. Whatever you
whatever.
Call it.
Whatever.
Let's
man.
Get to the big story
whatever.
Of the day.
Whatever.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
That's Raheem talking about much of what the Bucks offense throws at you. And I forgot. I know we talked about it last year. I forgot about the connection between Raheem and Baker because obviously they were in L.A. at the same time.
Didn't Baker get they're on a Wednesday and then started
and I think they played well. Won the game.
Like, he got there, on Tuesday, and they played – it was a Thursday night game, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, look at Baker. Because, I mean, it had been a rough road, man. He had played some bad football and been in some bad situations and got there and did that. And then, obviously, Tampa, I mean, I would say takes a flyer on him post-Tom Brady.
They did.
And
they did.
He had 4,500 passing yards last year. He was third in the NFL in passing yards
I mean, it's all about, fit – where you want it. It seemed obviously that Kevin Stefanski did not want Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And Baker has went and found his niche. Like Rob was saying, hell, his last two coordinators have got head coaching jobs.
That's true.
You know, and so.
Now we'll see if McThunderstruck. Buster McThunderstruck.
Buster McThunderstruck.
I think is what he called
Buster McThunderstruck.
The Bucks OC, which is not his name. His name is something Alex Grizzard or something like that.
But you know what? It doesn't matter what
doesn't
his name
matter.
Is.
Let's
doesn't
start him
matter.
On the path of not getting
exactly.
a head coaching job.
That's what's going to be my next
That's
thing.
What the Falcons
Keep his ass
do.
In the booth.
Yeah, man.
Now, don't let him get on the sideline. And I don't know if he calls plays from the sideline.
I don't know either.
But, don't let him talk in front of a team meeting because that's what head coaches do.
Yeah, don't get him a game ball.
Yeah.
Because it'll be his first game as an OC.
Do you remember those games last year? And we would come on it every – because it seemed like the Falcons were playing some kind of form or something every damn week. Right. And I would come in here, I would come on our show, and I would be like, do not let – it was the first game of the year. I said, do not let Arthur Smith get a damn game ball.
They didn't give it to him, right? They had to give it to T.J. Watt that day.
They give out multiple game balls,
Andy. Oh, you get multiple game balls?
Yes. And usually when a coach comes back and beats his team, who's an assistant on that team, they always get a game ball.
Dang it.
Never fails.
Dang it.
They disrespected him here, man. They didn't appreciate what we appreciated about this man, Arthur Smith. Game ball. Arthur Smith.
He went seven and ten 3 years in a row. Doesn't matter. They disrespected
don't care about
him.
They don't care about that.
They disrespected
him. They don't care.
We scored zero touchdowns today. He's the offensive coordinator. Doesn't matter.
They
we won the
don't
game.
Care. We won this for Arthur Smith.
T.J. Watt had 13 sacks today. Doesn't matter. He can have a game ball, too.
Give him one, too. But this is here right here, man. You remember we talked about this last night in the meeting, right? We said they don't respect him.
All right, so what's the disrespect today? There's really no ties like that. I mean, I guess they could say Falcons beat us twice last year.
Yeah,
Falcons beat
us
twice last year. We got to make sure we don't let that happen this year.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, the hardest – I don't want to say the hardest thing, but I hate starting the season with the division opponent.
I do too.
But that's where the NFL want to go for most part. But I think, you know, when you look at where this team is, we can talk to Blue in the face, but we'll finally see it on Saturday. They got, 45 minutes of our show. I know, obviously, you and Joe Patrick are doing the Wait For a Tailgate Sunday.
Yep.
You forget?
No, I mean,
so this will be our last 45.
I was thinking to myself, in 5 minutes when we do our keys to the game, I was like, good. Then, like, nope.
Yeah,
then we're just going to replay the keys to the game segment.
But I just think that, you know, that when you look at where Tampa is, they got a good football team. I think they're one of the better teams in the NFC. Do I think they're a championship contender team? I don't.
Yeah.
But do I think that they can make noise because they have – they got a quarterback that can get her done. They can run the football bunk. Their best lineman will be back in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's not playing this game. Godwin's eventually going to come back. He's not playing this game. But they can run the football. Nice tight end. Rod talked about Mike, how great he is. I was about to call him Jack Smith and Jigba.
Ibuka.
Yeah,
Emeka Ibuka.
He's good. He's a good, young, promising player. Defensively, Vita Vea's always been a problem.
Yeah, he's an absolute
he's always
mammoth
like
of
like,
a
this
human
man
being.
Controls three gaps.
Yep.
He controls the A and both Bs. You know, that this is the type of player that he is. You know, they got Hassan Reddick who can rush the passer. You know, Lavonte Davis Bender. Winfield is one of the best safeties in football.
All right, so how do you beat him? How do you beat him? We'll talk about it next. We'll get to our Falcons keys to a game. As we always do on 120 on Fridays ahead of the Falcons, obviously week one, Falcons Friday, Funk Friday.
Funky!
Live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Sports Radio 929 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with a juicy week one matchup bunk between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30.
Succulent.
For your first year, that's more like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to our Falcons keys to the game ahead of the week one matchup with Tampa Bay after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Auntie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Whoa. Oh, my bad. Miss
early,
Park.
Early.
Oh, wow.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, Falcons Friday. Final couple segments for us. 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open for you. Feel free to call in and give some Falcons thoughts as well in 20 minutes, of course, ahead of the week one matchup with the Bucks. We'll get to our keys to the game in just a minute.
Happy. Oh, man, yeah, it's a great Friday going down because seeing Darren Waller, just came out of retirement, whatever, he's doubtful because he had a setback in practice.
That's too bad.
Christian Gonzalez, the great corner out of New England, he is he's going to be out. He's going to get the Raiders with a hamstring injury. Why have we what happened to the Oregon Duck last weekend?
No, we haven't. That's funny.
Because it was on TV and I was pointing to it for
you. Yeah, yeah. You would have thought I would have brought that up.
I thought you would have been brought that up. I just thought about it. That is the funniest thing
I can't believe how
in
funny
the
that
world.
Was.
Why was it so funny? Because the mascot rule, they see you don't want nobody to see your face and everything like that. But that was the funniest damn thing ever.
So what? So he tripped, right?
He tripped
over something.
He tripped, tumbled, and his head.
How is the head not secured better than that?
You would think it would be, right? You think he'd be strapped on or buttoned up or something?
He tripped and the head comes off. I mean, you know, because I've never seen that happen before in like a college setting.
Dude.
That must be protocol. If it happens,
you run your ass off the field.
You don't put your head back on because kids might be freaked out or something like that. I mean, I know that's part of the rules for for mascots and folks that dress up. You never remove your head publicly because you know a kid might see it and freak out.
Dude, that was awesome.
Oh, I know, so funny.
And I was like, I know Bunk sees this.
Yep,
and has not said anything about it.
Yeah, I know that's I think that's proof of how much better I think they are than us this year.
Oh, really?
I'm not talking trash about that because I'm worried about what's going to happen in November. Yeah, I don't know.
I think y'all got him this
year.
You
do? Okay, good.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, I just put it that way.
I
don't believe that, but I kind of do.
I don't know. Maybe they're. The mascot's head will fall off again or something like that.
You never know, man. But, I mean, I think, you know, when you –
That was so funny. Everybody tweeted it at me because everybody knows.
The funny thing, I was like, the angle that I tweeted out was great. But they have a back angle from when somebody was filming it from behind is the better one. Because you just watch him tumble, and then he just covers his face and head. And runs off. He didn't even pick up the duck head.
I know. He just got out of there. He left his head right there.
He left a damn head.
Yeah, it just looks like the way that it came off so easy, it's crazy that it hasn't happened before to one of these mascots.
Yeah, man.
I was surprised it's not secured better with Velcro or something like that.
I thought it was, though.
You would think. But, you know, that was very, very funny.
Like some suspenders or something.
Very, very embarrassing for the Oregon program.
Yeah.
Hopefully the first of many embarrassments this
year. Deserved it.
Speaking of mascots, remember Chuck E. Cheese got arrested a couple months ago?
He got locked up.
Remember
Roxy.
That?
Yeah.
And Lily hates Chuck E. Cheese. She likes the place but hates the rat.
Oh, okay.
And so she doesn't ever want to go there because of that, because she doesn't like the rat, which is great. I don't want to go there either.
Right.
But we drove by the other day, and she was like, oh, Chuck E. Cheese is still there.
Right.
And I was like, well, yeah. She's like, well, but he's not in there. And I was like, what? What do you mean? She's like, well, he's in jail. And I was like, oh, yeah, right.
Did like, you show her the video?
I showed her, of course. Of course, I said, hey, Lily, look. They got him.
Right.
And she was like, oh, good.
Oh, wow.
But then, so she didn't understand why it was still open because she thought Chuck E. Cheese was in jail, so they would shut down Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
Which is an amazing, like, kids make the most amazing connections between things.
Yeah.
I was good point.
And Chuck E. Cheese
I was like, I think he got out. She was like, oh, man.
I just saw a guy comes in with the Mariner shirt on.
Oh, the Griffey.
And the old Griffey. Oh, that's sweet.
Memories.
That was a great color.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great color.
Yeah.
Teal color. But the Mariners teal looked – no, teal – who had teal? Mariners.
Everybody.
The Hornets used to have the teal.
Hornets, they had the teal and purple.
Coastal Carolina. I ain't talking about these new –
but we're talking 90s teal.
I'm talking about I era.
The Marlins.
The Marlins
had their
the Marlins
teal
was
with the black,
dope too.
Which was good.
Yes.
The Mariners teal and blue was good. The San Jose Sharks came out at that time.
Oh, that's
had
right.
Some teal.
Oh, God. Everybody wanted that jersey.
And then remember the Anaheim Mighty Ducks came out, and they had a teal and a burgundy. There was a lot of.
I couldn't mess with the Mighty Ducks.
Well, I know, because you got a problem with Charlie.
I have a big-ass problem with Charlie. Never get over that.
Charlie's team first.
That damn snitch and
team
mama's
first.
boy.
Team first.
I'll never get over that. All right? Never, ever.
Charlie's just trying to win. Ducks fly together.
Ducks. It's about the ducks.
Ducks fly together,
soft
Randy.
Ass. That's why he ain't never get no female lead.
all right. Falcons play the Bucks on Sunday. What do they got to do to win?
My first key, got three of them down here. I'm sure there's a lot more. First one, you got to win first downs. You got to put yourself in a position where you can have the boat. Anytime anywhere you're on the field, you can do a pass run option. But they got to get positive plays on first down.
Yeah.
I think the more and more that you can keep positive, that keeps your offense on the field, defense off of it. I think the Falcons have got to find a way to possess the ball. A lot of that happens on winning first down. Don't be the story, Elijah Booker. Don't be the story. Don't be highlighted because something keeps going wrong.
Yeah,
because
they're not going to highlight him if it's going
exactly.
well.
Exactly. They're not going to do that.
They're not going to mention
They might mention it like the right side or something like that.
Maybe
or
in the
a
fourth
big
quarter.
Run or something by Bijan on the right side.
If in the fourth quarter the Falcons have 160 rushing yards and 95 of them are the right side, they'll be like, oh, and that's crazy given the situation.
Yeah.
But unlikely.
Yes.
More likely, if they're talking about him on the broadcast, it's because something bad's happening
on
the right
side. Don't be the story, Elijah Wilkins.
I like
and
that.
My third one is don't let Baker be swaggy.
Yeah.
Because if Baker gets it going, and what gets Baker swaggy and all that stuff is when he breaks and you're over-rushing. He runs up the middle for a 15-yard damn game on 3rd-and-13 or something like that. Or he is such a good player, but when he is swaggy, he is like – you can't touch him because he's making all the throws.
Yep.
But the biggest thing, he gets it, and it pumps his teammates up when he gets that run. All right, because we talked to Arch. He'll break the pocket if it's there. And that's always happened when we're talking about you and your man-to-man defense when you're the Falcons. Backs turn. Rushing lanes are up. You got young pass rushers who aren't staying the same level of the quarterback. Baker sees the lane, gets through it, 15-yard game.
Yeah, and then he's throwing that big fist pump out there, and everybody's fired up, and they get that rhythm.
Exactly.
Now, you're right. I mean, those are all great ones. I had a similar one as far as Baker goes. I included Penix in it, too. I said, Falcons need to be the quarterback that gets into a rhythm.
Right.
Because Penix is similar to that. Like, we haven't seen it at the NFL level before, but in my experience watching him in college, the way the first quarter goes tends to be the way the game goes a lot of times.
Right.
And I don't know if that's because the defense has a good game plan or maybe he's a little off that day or whatever. But if he's out there completing, especially the layups, if he's out there making those easy passes in the first quarter and he gets going in a rhythm, there's a pretty good chance it's going to be a good four quarters. There's also been games, and there was many games in the middle of his senior season at Washington where I don't know if they're making him uncomfortable or maybe he's just a little out of rhythm that day. And he had a hard time finding it.
Right.
Like, if the first couple quarters didn't go great, they're going to have to grind it out on the ground and win a really close one. So get him into a rhythm, too. And that gets back to something we've been saying about Penix all lead up to the season is you got to make the easy throws.
Yes.
If he's missing, that's going to be huge on first down. That's going to be big if they're trying to – maybe if they throw it on a short yardage situation to try to pick up a first down on third and short. Like, He's got to make those easy throws in order to keep this offense rolling. My word was matriculate. We used it earlier. Nice, sustained, steady, maybe run heavy.
Right.
Clock draining drives, because you want to keep your offense on the field. You have a young defense. The Bucs' strength is their offense.
Yeah.
If you can keep Baker on the sideline and keep your young defense on the sideline and keep them fresh, I think that goes a long way. And then have to try to keep their run game to a minimum.
Yes.
And I know they've got good backs, and that's probably the biggest question mark I have with the Falcons going into tomorrow, is just what's their run defense going to look like. A lot of new bodies on the interior. The guy that you were most used to, the most successful on the interior, Grady, is gone. And
right.
even with him last year, the run defense wasn't any good.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to find a way to make – I don't know if it's going to be a strength, but it can't be a glaring weakness last year.
It cannot be. And that's that thing where when you talk about the aggressiveness of the defense, you get out of your lane sometimes. You know what I mean? That was the one thing we talked about, Dorless, who looked like he's going to get a start tomorrow. He was so good. But the biggest thing with him is that he was out of his gap, but because he was playing against a damn bum, he could throw him out of the way. You ain't going to get away with that.
Yep.
You're not going to get away with that with this Tampa offensive line. And, you know, Raw, call a clean game. You know, don't – and I'm not telling him something he does not know.
No, but that's true. That was something that came up at the end of the year last year.
Call you a clean game. When there's points there to be made, make the damn points. Young Wei Koo, everybody else, make the damn points. And then don't give up a bull crap big play, a kickoff, a punt return, a block kick, an INT for a fumble recovery, and all those things. Because that's an unaccounted for touchdown. Mm-hmm. An unaccounted touchdown, unaccounted for touchdowns is usually a loss.
Yeah, I just don't think that the margin of error is big enough right now. Like, I think even if the Falcons play a really good game on Sunday, clean on offense like we talked about, you know, make a couple splash plays on defense, try to keep that run game to a minimum the best you can, if they execute all the stuff we just talked about, I think it's still going to be a good game.
Yes.
Like,
Is 1.5 right still?
I think so.
I think it's still 10-1.5.
Oh, shoot. Did you see it, Abe? Did you see what the line got to? Tampa by 1.5, which is really kind of 4.5 because the Falcons get the 3 points for home field.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that feels about right. Yeah. Like, I think it'll be a good game on Sunday, but I think the Falcons have – the Bucs have much more margin for error.
Yes.
I think they can make a mistake or two and still make up for it. I think the Falcons have to play a pretty clean game in order to win on Sunday.
Yeah. I just think, you know, it comes down, and I think it'll be one of those things where the Falcons were late, maybe they tied the game, but Tampa gets a damn play in a 2-minute session and wins the game on a late second field goal.
Yeah, I could see that. Obviously, we hope that doesn't happen.
Hell no, we hope that don't happen.
Yeah, come back Monday and be 1-0. That'd be a lot of fun to talk about. But yeah, it's gonna be a hell of a test on Sunday to start the season.
All right, don't let Baker have the ball last.
Don't let Baker have the ball last, and don't let him do. You know, like you said, don't let him get all swaggy, because
man,
he could start strutting around, looking like Conor McGregor out there. We don't need that.
Exactly.
That's a bad day. Like,
oh yeah,
that's what you don't need on Sunday. All right, we'll get the phone lines open, 404-726-0929. You can load them up and ask us anything here to wrap the show up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple shout-outs to give.
Yes.
People nice enough to come by Twin Peaks and Kennesaw and say hi. Shout-out to Kyle. He was here in the 11 o'clock
yes,
hour.
Like Kyle.
Couple of Chris's.
Yeah, Chris, birthday boy.
Birthday Chris.
And then Bull Rider Chris.
Yeah, Rodeo Chris.
Yes, Bull Rider Chris.
Mick also here. Another Chris?
We got three Chris's. Three Chris's all sitting at the bar.
Trifecta of Chris's.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
Thanks everybody for coming by and saying what's up. We appreciate it as always.
I just want to know, is like this a random Mariners jersey or are you a Mariners fan going to the game tonight? Okay.
So that's a Cubs fan.
That's
man.
A Cubs fan with a Mariners jersey.
He just said he had a lot of jerseys.
Oh, okay. Well, he just flashed the Cubs tattoo.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case somebody forgot.
Yeah. You're not a Cubs fan.
Yes, I am.
Prove it. All right. We'll start with Devin in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
What up, fellas?
Hi, Devin.
Right, man. Let's make this Friday a little weird, right? So everybody got celebrity crushes, right?
Okay,
I think I've called and told y'all, like, my wife is into, like, Roman Reigns, The Rock, you know, them big Samoan jokers or whatever.
No, you never did say that,
lately,
but now
bro,
we know.
Yeah. That's her thing. I got it. Now, I need to know if I need to go seek help for my newfound celebrity crush, bro.
Okay.
That damn Jamie Lee Curtis. I tell you what,
dude,
bro.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Bro.
Did y'all see that movie promo she did for Freaky Friday?
Did you see her in the
sweat when I saw that?
Did you see her in the bathtub in Trading Places?
Yeah, I mean,
Randy,
this is,
listen, I almost had a stroke when I saw it.
No, I'm sorry. That's Goldie Hawn. But did you see her when she said Louis Rent is the only thing?
I remember her in the movie from like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I ain't even talking about young Jamie Lee. I'm talking about old Jamie Lee.
Oh, okay, so you kind of prefer. Got it.
Oh, I mean,
yeah,
no, that's totally
like,
fine. You're inbounds,
Devin. I have a
problem
with like old women, and then give me an auntie that's like, okay, that might make Berkey out in the sweat, man.
I told you.
Good question.
I'm gonna knock that menopause up by the Oprah. I told you about that. I'm not backing up off that one.
No,
you
did say that.
Yeah.
Then you said it again.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. A lot of them.
A lot
like,
of them,
there's,
dude.
There's just something about an older lady that kind of still has it together that does it for me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not.
But I'm talking about.
I like it.
Oh, man. What's her name? Tracy Ross?
Oh, yeah. Tracy Ellis Ross?
Woo!
Absolutely.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Right, we can go on.
Yeah, no,
we go on.
I was just having a little mental.
Yeah,
there
man.
We go. Yeah. Austin's in Kennesaw. Hey, Austin.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Hello, Austin.
Hey, I'm just calling. I'm just going to piggyback off what y'all said about the Falcons. I think two things that need to go right is just, one, you have two SEC edge rushers, so if you can put pressure on Baker early, because not all of his wide receivers are going to be healthy for this game. I know McMillan's going to get limited snaps. I know Godwin's out. So it's going to be Ibuka and Evans are going to be the main targets. And number two, with Penix being a lefty, it's going to be a lot on Ryan Neuzel and Elijah Wilkinson protecting his blind side. So just you got to get pressure on the quarterback early, and if you can protect his blind side, then you can make those easy throws, as y'all were saying.
Yep. Thank you, Austin.
Appreciate it, Austin.
Look,
thank you so much.
I can't wait to watch those two guys rush the passer.
Yes.
We were begging for years for them to go get some pass rushers, and then they went in the first round and got two.
Yes.
And Sunday we finally get to see them both play.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's one of those things we talk about it over and over and over and over again. I almost wear yourself out. We get to see them play on Sunday for the Falcons,
which is very
exciting.
I want to see if they're going to – because there's so many things that you're going to be able to do with Jalen Walker. Do they do that in the first game? Or are you just like we were talking, just to put him out there, hey, just rush the passer right now. Because one thing he knows how to do coming from damn Georgia, his ass can set the damn edge.
Yeah.
Can he figure out ways to beat NFL tackles? That'd be the thing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it, man. Yeah. And again, that's one of those things, the unknown of the youth on defense.
Yeah, man. Got to tackle.
Unknown can be good, too.
Yep.
If those, That was one other thing I wanted to mention.
It
slipped out of me. Dave Archer brought up a great stat when he was on with us on Wednesday about Baker's passes last year against the Falcons. He completed like 60 of them. More than half of them were to running backs and tight ends. So, obviously, Evans and Abuka and the receivers are going to be a factor. But, like, he's going to throw it to Cade Otton.
Yep.
And Cade Otton gave these guys hell last year. And those two running backs, Bucky Irving and Rashad White, can catch the ball too.
Right.
So you got to tackle those non-wide receivers in the open field because they're going to get it to them. Tiffany is on 75. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, guys. First time calling. Love the show.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Love you.
Yeah, absolutely. After I choke. So I listen to y'all on the app all day long, all around the world. So, But I guess you guys both seem like two guys that, you know, love your wives and love your mother. So I guess my question, because I'm married, and my wife and my mother, like, they both two strong-willed people. So I guess my question is, like, you ever have them, like, kind of getting into it, your wife looking at you like, you want to say something? You going to check? And you looking like, I ain't going to check that lady. Like, you know, is that not the most uncomfortable feeling ever?
Or like my wife and my mom?
Trip, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would seem like it's uncomfortable. Does that happen in my house? No.
Yeah, we don't have that.
No. We don't have that. No. But I can only imagine that there would be something like mama.
Yeah, well, you gotta, you overstep. They overstep sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, you might be looking at you like, I'm not gonna say now, but I need you to check your mama. She, she a little.
Thank you,
Tiffany.
That's a great question.
Oh yeah, I'm like, no, I don't think that's ever happened, or it's never been brought to my attention. Yeah, how about I say that like that?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I don't want to jinx it or anything like that, but me and my wife have talked about it a couple times, like, and seeing other situations, either friends or family and stuff like that. It's like her mom and my mom are both very easygoing.
Yes.
And they'll kind of keep it to themselves if even they have an issue.
Right.
I don't even know if they do. Because they would. You wouldn't know something was wrong with my mom for 20 years.
Right.
Because she'll never say anything about it. And then she'll mention, now we'll talk about stuff from the past and all that. She'll be like, oh, yeah. I was like, wow, really?
Yeah.
That was going on?
Yeah.
You never said anything.
I just think like
my mom's a stoic lady is what I'm trying to say.
When my wife first met, when Donna first met my wife, she was scared of her, but not like scared. Like she just, because my mama like me. You know, she's a lady that don't take no blank.
Yeah.
You know, but no, they because I think the biggest thing with them was they found stuff that they have in common.
Sure.
And they just chat all the time about that. Because, like, I get irritated because Donna was like, mom called. And I'm like, and she, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay. And then my mama called. I talked to my mom. She said, did Donna tell you? I said, Donna, tell me what? I was like, oh, you're the mom she was talking about. I thought she was talking about her damn mom.
That's,
like, they be talking, and
they
be irritating the hell out of me.
Right, but
they
I mean,
you be calling, don't they call a chick on your son, your firstborn, your baby boy, as you say in the intro.
My baby boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, better than the alternative.
Yes, it is.
Better than, yeah, so luckily we don't have that situation, but it seems like it would be tough. Anthony is in Forest Park. Hey, Anthony.
Forest Park.
Yeah, gentlemen, good afternoon and happy First Falcons Friday. We are here.
Man.
We have made it.
Happy
it
Friday.
Is Christmas,
it.
Baby. And I'm telling you, all right, this goes out to all my Falcons fans, all right? If you're going to be in that stadium, be in there early. Be in your seats. Create a home field advantage for our gentlemen out there. If you're to say you're excited, show it out there in the stadium. Be out there for our gentlemen. Let's get this dub on Sunday. But I do have a very, very weird question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
And great. Because I got it when I was in the military and I was in a drunken state, so I'm going to pass it off to y'all. So if your significant other is cursed and you have to make a choice to have them become top half fish and bottom half human, or top half human, bottom half fish. What are you taking?
I'm taking
y'all
the bottom half.
When y'all let me know.
Interesting. Interesting. Good question, Anthony.
Oh, I'm taking bottom half.
Bottom half human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what you look like in the face.
You can learn to talk fish.
You can dang, dude. I can.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Fish food's cheap, too.
And it is, dog. I mean, I don't know what to do with that tail. That's why I don't believe that that Ariel, you know. But, you know,
well, she turned into a human.
She did, but she's, you know what? Never mind. Don't even go there, Randy.
Top half works, too.
I'm just talking about, like, on Screech. You remember, was it Screech or what was the one?
Splash.
Tom Hanks. And all that stuff. Yeah, I don't believe in all that stuff, man.
I did always wonder, because it's all they always try to make the mermaid sexy and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fine, but, like, say they are sexy.
Yeah.
Then what?
I don't know.
What are you going to do? I mean, you can't just
just
get to third base forever.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, how they reproduce?
That's exactly right.
You know,
because
I know Bo tried to give us a lesson last week about fish, and then JB.
Oh, that's what you do.
Yeah.
They lay the eggs.
That ain't fun to me.
No.
That ain't a fun way to make babies.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you're not every time you're not trying to make a baby. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Sometimes you're
exactly.
Just,
I'm all about fertilizing eggs and stuff. But sometimes you don't want to.
Yeah, sometimes you're just trying to have a nice Thursday.
That's it. Yeah, without thinking about all that. No, lady, just come on over here. Don't worry about laying no eggs. Say, how do you get to that point with the mermaid? Is it an every time thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah.
It's a great question. But, yeah, I think you go bottom half human.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it.
And then do you think your kids are going to be like a quarter fish?
I think about that later. I'm always – that decision was made for me.
They'd probably be pretty good swimmers.
I would think so.
And potential Olympian. Josh is in Swanee. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to follow up on the conversation you guys were having about Will Smith and that run he was going on in the early 90s.
Sure.
Did you know that the reason why he did Wild Wild West is because he had just done Independence Day and he had just done Men in Black?
Right.
Will Smith was the primary actor that the siblings who wrote The Matrix, they wanted
yes.
Will Smith bad.
Yes.
And
yes.
Morpheus
yes.
was going to be played by Val Kilmer or Brad
yes.
Pitt.
Yes.
But he turned it down because he did not want the persona of the sci-fi guy in Hollywood. So he went and did Wild Wild West.
And that's how,
and they were going to make him Neo?
Yeah, no. Will Smith turned down the Neo role.
Will Smith was going to be Neo.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah.
I mean, it all worked out fine for Will.
It all worked out for Will, but no.
That's a mistake.
That's a mistake. There were so many other ones, too, that you're like.
All the big actors.
Yeah, but everybody's had one of them. Everybody's had one of them.
I did not know that, though.
Yes.
Thank you. That is interesting information. Ty is in Jonesboro. Hey, Ty.
What's happening, fellas? I have a minor dilemma. First of all, Wild Wild West was trash. Okay? you can say what you want to say.
I actually agree.
Up how you
I didn't
dress
like
up. Wild Wild
like
West
it.
Was trash. Okay, so, Sunday is my wife's birthday.
All right.
We know what... we know what Sunday is. I'm going all out. She said we can do everything on Saturday. She understands. She knows how I am.
Cool.
She says we can do everything on Saturday. I got gifts. I got everything that she wants. Is it okay to do this on Saturday? Just want to get your opinion.
Okay.
Let me know.
The biggest thing, because it's Falcons football and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
he wants to watch the Falcons.
Watch the Falcons play. Okay. If she agreed to it, yeah. I don't see no problem with it.
Yeah.
But you got to do something still Sunday.
Yeah, breakfast.
Breakfast
or something.
Do
like
something
that.
Nice for a Sunday morning.
That's right.
Before the game.
That's right.
But other than that, yeah, as long as they agree to it.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens. Sometimes your birthday's on a Wednesday
yeah,
and you want to
yeah.
hang out and celebrate.
Yeah.
You do it Saturday or Friday
but, yeah,
or something
but
like
to make
that.
Sure that Sunday, her actual birthday, that you do something for in the morning.
Yeah, but all the stuff you have planned Saturday, definitely do it.
Go all out.
A+, that's great. And then like Randy said, whether it's breakfast in bed or you go
yes.
out and get breakfast or something, like that
for
on Sunday.
Do something
yeah.
for Sunday.
And then you're golden. And then, you know,
dude,
get drunk and embarrass yourself during the Falcons game.
Them points right there, dog.
Yeah, those are points.
Yeah,
those
man.
Are good points.
That's Sunday morning,
but I think,
boy.
And again, also wife. Like, it's your wife. You know her. If
yes.
she says it's cool on Saturday,
yes.
then you're cool on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least I hope.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you never know.
You never know. It might be halftime and she starts looking at you.
Looking like, ugh, how much longer this game?
Like you never said, I know. That's always the funniest thing. It's like, this is, yeah, football games take 3 hours.
Yeah. Go do
something. Every one of them. They
go
all take
do
forever.
Something.
How much time's left? Well, I mean, there's 5 minutes left, but you know what that means.
Real quick, according to Tom Pelissero, Darnell Mooney's shoulder is officially questionable for Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
So we'll find out on Sunday. Shayla is in Flowery Branch.
Oh, my Shayla!
Hey, Andy. Hey, and Randy.
Hi, Shayla.
My question is, I was watching the game last night with my daughter, and when the player got ejected, do we have to go to the locker room and stay, or if he's at home, can he go home, or how do they, and if it's an away game and he has to go home, do we have to just go back to the hotel? Where does he go when he's ejected?
It's a great question, Shayla.
Oh, no, he was in the locker room.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent him to the locker room. The old phrase, hit the showers.
You go take a shower.
Yeah, you go take a shower and sit your ass down. That's a long time.
Long game.
Like, but it was a home game, so you're like, you know, did he go home? Because I know, I think Donna asked me that, because you know, Big Don walked him out. She's like, where's he going? I said, well, he go back to the locker room to hit the showers. He just got ejected. But no, you go back to the locker room.
At least they won.
Your ass better not leave that stadium.
No.
Yeah,
you got to be there when they get the locker.
Yeah, you can't leave the stadium.
But if they would have lost on like a goal line touchdown or something like that, right where you would have been?
I would have left.
Then you sneak out. all right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Ronnie said he was flexed by Alabama.
He did. He made up a new word.
Yeah,
flexed. He made up a new word. Sometimes you got to get the hot man and go.
Yeah, man. According to
Raheem Morris.
Yeah, Andy woke up this morning and lifted weights so he could look good in a tank top for Randy. And never take shots at the bush.
Never. At life. That's just good life advice.
Good life advice.
Good life advice.
Have a great weekend.
All right, man. Let's go, Falcons.
Go, Falcons.
Damn.
Don't spit on anybody.
Yeah.
Okay? Keep your saliva to yourself.
Yes, please do that.
Unless.
Yeah, that too. Y'all be safe out there, man. Have a good weekend.
Talk to you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.